Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, Tampa Bay's a team that everyone expects to be very good this season, and not necessarily just, you know, kind of sleepwalk through the regular season by any stretch, but, you know, most people have them as pretty much a lock to be a playoff team. When you look at Tampa Bay and how good they were last year, where can they, if anywhere, improve?
Well, I think they can improve defensively in the back end, especially in that third pairing or depth-wise. You know, Victor Hedman's an elite North Trophy caliber defenseman. Anton Strahlman's probably the most underrated defenseman in the league, and they had a pretty good top four there. Just need to kind of get some more depth down there because they have the depth up front scoring-wise. 11 forwards have scored so far in the first six games, and they have the number one goaltender in Ben Bishop. So just a matter of playing well defensively as a group.
That third pairing, what is it that they lack in the third pairing?
Well, I think just consistency. In that third pairing, they had a lot in the playoffs. You saw Andre Schuster and Matt Carl sometimes. You saw some struggles there. You saw teams take advantage of them a little bit. And I think they just need Andre Schuster, you know, or Nikita Nesterov, for that matter, just to take a step and be consistent. That way they can spread the minutes out and have one top three pairings that are quality, and guys can give you quality minutes every night.
Looking at their offense, and that's probably not an area where they need a lot of help, but young draft pick Jonathan Drouin has come in. He's got 6 points in six games. And, you know, this was a guy who I talked to some scouts in Tampa Bay, and many of them were kind of perplexed why John Cooper wasn't using him more last season. It looks like Drouin's doing everything in his power to ensure there's no chance he's not used at key times.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he was given every opportunity going into camp to earn a bigger, more regular role, and he hit the ground running and had a great preseason with 4 highlight reel goals, really played well both ends of the ice, and he's been on the top line since day one with Stamkos. So he's playing with more confidence, more assertive. He's playing more instinctively than he was last year when he's kind of thinking too much. So I think you're going to see a really good year from Jonathan Drouin this year.
What's interesting about him is when you look at the wing, like he's still, I think, 8th in ice time amongst the forwards. So while he's producing, John Cooper's still trying to shelter him, isn't he?
Well, I don't know about shelter, but I think, you know, there are certain guys probably he trusts more than others, you know, late in games with the lead or a close game. And I think part of that's skewed because he didn't play a lot in the second half of last game on Saturday, but overall, John's not a guy who's going to play. Even Stamkos isn't going to play over 20 minutes. So not a lot of his guys play a huge ton of minutes. He likes to balance it out, and with the depth they have up front, you know, you don't need to really load guys up and play so much. So I think he's getting plenty of chances. He's getting plenty of chances in the power play too. So that's going to be a great opportunity for him to kind of step up.
Joe Smith joins us from the Tampa Bay Times, talking Tampa Bay Lightning. What's the update on Kilhorn?
Killorn's been playing. He's been back. He only missed the one game against Dallas, upper body injury. The biggest encouraging news is that Victor Hedman will play tonight. He missed Saturday with an apparent head injury. That's scary hit against the boards. Took from Jimmy Benn on Thursday. So, the fact that he only missed one game was a really big boost to the Lightning because they can't afford to lose him in the back end.
And Joe, with the announcement today, Kevin Stevens and others, joining the in that lawsuit against the NHL. When you mention head injury nowadays, it's just received a lot different than it was in the past. I know the players obviously want to play and everything, and you know, I'm not sure there's a minor or major concussion. I think concussion's a concussion. Some guys are impacted from it differently. But you know, how was Tampa Bay approaching this? You know, how much was it trying to convince Hedman not to play than trying to have him hold back? How is it? Is it a different world even in Tampa Bay, like a lot of teams, when it comes to concussion protocol?
Yeah, I think it's in everybody's, you know, and every team, every league is taking it really seriously, especially when you see all the recent events in years with how concussion and head injuries have had impacts, you know, later in careers and later in life. And I know, you know, it was technically called a concussion, but they treated it as one and went through the protocol immediately once he got off the ice there on Thursday. And obviously, he took a couple of days off, and once he was ready to get back on the ice, he got back on the ice. And Hedman does have a history, a couple of concussions in his NHL career, and so he said he knows when he feels right and when he doesn't. And they just felt like they rushed him back. They felt like he's ready, and so we'll see how he does tonight.
What's the update on Steven Stamkos and the contract?
Well, it's a whole lot of nothing right now. It's no nothing new to report. Steven has said, you know, a number of times that there's no deadline for talks to get cut off. That they'll get to these matters when the time is right, quote unquote. And it doesn't seem like he's in any significant rush. They're focusing more on the play on the ice. He's focused on the play on the ice. I think the people who are worrying about it the most are the media and the fans more than anybody else at this point. But nothing new, significantly new in the in that front.
How important right now is Ben Bishop for this squad? I mean, he's played all the games, and what would happen if something happened to him? How much confidence do they have in their other guys right now playing in net?
That's the one guy in this team that they can really ill afford to lose. Bishop is in their MVP and their backbone. He's played every game, including tonight against Nashville. Reason why they're 4-2 start, even though they haven't played particularly well. And they have a guy, Kevin Poulin, behind him, but they don't really, he's kind of unproven. Guy that they haven't let him play yet in the season so far. And until Andrei Vasilevskiy comes back, which they're hoping is early November, you know, it's really going to all be on Ben Bishop now for that first month, which is going to be the most difficult month of their schedule. So he's one guy that they're keeping a close eye on, making sure he's feeling good and not overburdened with the schedule. But he's a guy that they cannot, it's really hard for them to replace.
The you know, it's funny how the Steven Stamkos contract, I want to get back to it, Joe. Just how are people in Tampa Bay? Because, you know, Vinny LeCavalier there was there for such a long time, and, you know, people always heard there was, you know, he was vetoing no trades. He wouldn't want to go anywhere. Like, he was really embedded in the community. How embedded is Stamkos in that community, and how big of a loss would it be for the organization, even though they might have the best offensive depth of any team when you look at their system and players coming in the NHL?
Well, he's very embedded in the community. He's been in the, he's been here since 2008. He's calling it, you know, feels like home to him. He's really a big part of the community. He's a guy who's not only the top player on this team, he's also the face of the franchise, a very, nothing outspoken, but he's a guy who's out there, a big ambassador for the team. I mean, that's the kind of thing that when you, if you lose a guy like that, that's more than just a player and the 40 goals and the play on the ice. It's the kind of the guy who takes that kind of burden all the time of answering all the questions and being the guy up front and center, all the little things he does off the ice. So I think, you know, definitely losing him, if that happens, would be a big blow. They do have a lot of guys coming up that would be able to help cushion that, young players with some scoring ability. But I think just the total package he has off the ice and being the kind of captain he is and being the kind of ambassador for the franchise is something that's kind of hard to quantify tangibly, but people know how important it is.
Well, yeah, I think it's hugely important, and it's funny, all the rumblings. Of course, anytime there's a free agent, Toronto thinks they're going to get him, but you're closer to the team than we are. Why hasn't he signed yet?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know exactly the main reason, because both sides aren't giving anything as far as, you know, about the negotiations and what's going on back and forth, but I think both sides have made it pretty clear that they want it to remain together. Stamkos wants to stay. But I would have to think, just looking, reading between the lines, that, you know, I'm sure the economics has a good portion to do with it as far as what he could command per season versus what the Lightning can afford per season, knowing the cap isn't probably going to go up anytime soon and knowing who else has to be paid in the next couple of years, with Bishop and Palat and Johnson and Victor Hedman and, you know, next summer, Kucherov and Killorn. So they have some really tough decisions to make. So not as simple as just kind of saying, hey, we want to keep Steven Stamkos, just give him $10.5 million a year. Yeah. Not as easy as that. So that's why it's kind of, that's why, you know, the negotiations when they're, might take longer than that, because they know, I'm sure they know, it's not an easy thing to do.
Do you think there's any chance we get to the deadline and they haven't had a contract extension that they would move Stamkos to get something rather than lose him for nothing?
Well, a couple things to play into that. Number one, I mean, how is the team doing? How is Tampa Bay? Are they in leading the division? Are they in the playoff hunt, which they expect to be in? It's kind of hard to trade a guy like that at that point of year when you're trying to make a run at the Stanley Cup. How few chances teams had to do it. Number two, he has a no move clause, a full no move clause. So not only the fact that you want to, if you want to trade him, if you did, getting him to agree to it and go wherever you want to send him is another matter. So I think he holds a lot of the cards in this whole negotiation going forward. So as much as you'd like to think, oh, they could get something for him, but they don't want to leave empty-handed in the summertime, but that'd be harder for them to do knowing, you know, who has control in the situation.
Joe, it should be an interesting one, and I'm sure you're probably tired of the question because it'll go on all year long with Stamkos, but when one of the league's best snipers hasn't signed, it definitely is a storyline.
Oh, definitely. I'm not blaming you for asking the question. Trust me, we ask them all the time here, too. It'll be something that'll be lingering over their head and just wondering until December 15th when they go to Toronto for the first time. I'm sure people will be asking questions then.
Oh, so. I can only imagine. Joe, appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Hey, you too, guys. Take care.